Blog Talk Radio.
What do you mean, do I have a 1-2 punch? I'm intrigued. Well, you know what? Our global listening audience, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Do you have a 1-2 punch? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams. And oh, how I love Mondays. I really do. You know, every Monday I get excited because I know I will be able to engage with you through the airwaves on Motivational Mondays. And on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and oh, we have a fun topic that I'm really excited about to dig into our subtopic. But before we jump into today's programming, you know, I want to share with you, our global listening audience, that each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. You know, that's what our regular listeners always have to tell us. They say it's so rich and insightful, Coach Adams. And, you know, we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you haven't been taking advantage of our on-demand library, you are missing such a great richness. You know, if you've missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online. Your convenience online, wherever you are, you can tune in and jumpstart your week empowered. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on the journey to win personally and professionally. Don't you want to win? I know I sure do. Well, you know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then, if time permits, I will open the programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments, and we love the richness that comes from your interaction. So, you know, we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time, because this lends to an interactive environment that we love. And so if you don't already have your notepads, your pens, pencils, whatever you need, your laptops, desktops, iPads, tablets, your smartphone with your notes, to grab the jewels and nuggets of richness that will be shared and to jot those questions and comments down as they come up for you, as they are stirred up for you, you want to make sure you do that. But before we jump into today's topic, I'm asking for you to do us a favor, as I like to say, that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Woo, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And in our Shape Up series, we're looking at a 1-2 punch. Where are all of my fighters? Do I have any fighters in the room? Saying that a fighter, specifically meaning a boxer. You don't have to be a boxer to be a fighter. However, boxing is a good illustration. It really is, because unlike any other sport, you know, as I was processing around this today, boxing can get pretty gritty. I'm not saying that other sports don't, but that personal contact that a boxer has to endure, I am telling you, it is significant. Because boxing is all about the human will and determination to win. Think about it. That boxer is in the ring, and they're taking jab after jab, cross after cross, uppercut after. I mean, they are going through it. And all of these jabs and all of that, the 1-2 punch to the body, boop, boop, boop. They have to endure quite a bit personally, physically themselves. It's them and the other person in the ring. You know, on a football field, you have the team. And yes, that you know, you may get tackled, you may get thrown down, but it's not you by yourself. It's the team. On the basketball court, you may get tackled, blocked. The foul may happen against you. All of that, but it's far different than being in the ring because, again, that represents, again, you may get hit here and there, but generally speaking, it's not you for the duration of that game. You go in for a specific period of time. You come out, you sit on the bench and tell us your time to come back in if you're a starting player. You know, so you're in and out and you have this team. But when it comes to boxing, it's all about you. You know, and wanting to bring some good content for you today, I did a little bit of research regarding Muhammad Ali because he has been noted as being the GOAT, a GOAT in his industry, the greatest of all times. And, you know, what was interesting in my research is that I found this. In Muhammad Ali's early years, he fought 105 fights, winning 100 of those 105 fights. This, of course, was before he became the champ, right? So this was in his pre-time. And it's so interesting because boxing has been a part of the very fabric of my conversations recently because, you know, those of you that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays, you know that I serve in a role, the role of Global Master Trainer for Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, Boss the Movement, and Vertical Leap. I have actually served in my capacity with Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth for, wow, a long time, since 2005. And one of my primary focuses, and there's several different components that I support, but the primary is a youth leadership training curriculum known as Boss the Movement, where Boss the Movement is focused on ages 6.5 to 11.5, teaching young people about their purpose, empowering them, and giving them tools to fulfill that. So I said all of that and gave you that backdrop simply because of this. In one of our classes recently, one of my mentees, he desires to be a boxer, right? That is his goal in life, to be a boxer. So he is starting now. I believe he's 11 or 12. He's starting now, training. You know, he's going sparring with others and all of that. And so we were talking, and the illustration was given of this 1-2 punch. And when we were talking about the 1-2 punch, of course, this being that jab with a cross, right? And so I wanted to learn more about that. And in my learning more about that, what I've come to realize is this, that in life, in order to win, you must have, we must have, if you want to win, work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. You too must have a 1-2 punch. Yes. And so we're going to take a journey today, and we're going to look at and evaluate this 1-2 punch and what this 1-2 punch symbolizes when it comes to us working our vision so we can achieve our goals and ultimately live out our dreams, so that we can win ultimately on this journey. Because, you know, when it came to Muhammad Ali, the one thing that I was intrigued by in listening to different aspects of his story, you know, I wanted to know what made Muhammad Ali, quote unquote, one of the greatest. And he was considered one of the greatest for several reasons. Well, one, he had the athletic ability. He had the ability, right? So Ali is considered the greatest sportsman ever, if he wasn't the greatest boxer of all time, because he had the ability. I wanted to equate that to who you are on your journey of working your vision so you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Because one of the things that I deal with in my coaching practice with my clients is this. I always tell them, you have the talent in you. And so when we're looking at this 1-2 punch and we're gleaning some insight from one of the greatest, Muhammad Ali, and different aspects that we must have on our journey to win, working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. You have the abilities that you need in you. You have the ability. And I always tell my clients that no one knows the gifts that you have, the call on your life, more than you know. I had a call today and a conversation with an individual that was, quote unquote, interviewing me, per se, right? And they said, well, why are you a coach? Why are you a speaker? Why is this an aspiration for you? And I shared with them, I said, you know, I truly believe in my heart of hearts that this is the reason why I've been created. Separate and apart from others, your call may be different than my call, but I believe in my heart of hearts why I was created. Therefore, I have the natural abilities unlike others. It's not to say that I don't have to sharpen the skills. It's not to say that you don't have to sharpen the skills, that you don't have to further educate yourself, that you don't have to rehearse, that you don't have to practice, depending on what it is. But you have a natural bend in the direction of whatever your goals, your desires are. I think about Michael Jordan, which is, again, one of my favorites as well that I often will speak about. Because Michael Jordan, clearly, he had the ability in his prime to do what others could not do on the basketball court at the time. Hence the nickname and the major brand, you know, billion-dollar brand known as Air Jordan. He was able to soar in the air. So as we glean from some of these characteristics and attributes from Muhammad Ali, as we're looking at a boxer, because my question and my opening is this. Do you have that 1-2 punch? And we're going to dig into this even greater. The reason why I'm asking that question is that you have to have the heart of a fighter in order for your dreams to become a reality. You have to be a fighter, not in the ring like Muhammad Ali, unless that's your call in life. That's your goal in life. Like I was sharing about my mentee, one of my mentees in our boss program who desires to be a boxer. And so Muhammad Ali had the athletic ability. So he had, let me say this. If it was not designed for you to sing, come on. Oh my God. If it was not designed for you to sing, you don't have the natural abilities to sing. You know, I will often look at, as an example, American Idol in the past. I would look at this. And I remember there was this one particular season, this young man, I can't remember his name now, and that became his notoriety, that he couldn't sing. But yet, he was rehearsing, you know, going out for a singing competition. And I thought, wow, no one in his life told him you don't have the natural abilities to do that. Okay, I know. I am a dream builder. I am one. I like to hold people's hopes. But listen, if you want to be a singer and you don't have that ability, you may be missing the mark of the reason why you were created. Because I am a firm believer that whatever it is, you have a natural bend in that direction. If it's motivating others, if it's being able to tell great stories, whatever it is, you have a natural bend in that area. So the greatest, Muhammad Ali, the athletic ability that was needed for the sport. In addition, I want us to recognize that, you know, his story, the history of his story, was very, very significant because he achieved quite a bit as an athlete. I didn't know until I listened to his story today that he had won a gold medal. I didn't know that. You learn different things at different stages. He had some achievements in the levels and different areas of the industry that he was in. As I mentioned in my opening, I shared that he, before becoming a champion, he fought 105 fights, 105, before becoming the champ, 105. And do you remember? Were you listening? How many did I say he won out of that 105? You see, that tells me a couple of things. One, that he had some grit. Two, he had the ability because he won 100 of that 105. That's a great ratio. He didn't win only 5 of the 105 volumes about the fact that, no question about it, like him or not, he had the ability to do what he was doing. And he was achieving in that industry. And it's so important to recognize that he, against all obstacles and fear and all of that, he achieved great things at a time in which he could be boxing in the ring as an African-American man, but yet couldn't go to a restaurant and was winning as a champ and get a hamburger in the wrong area of town that didn't welcome the color of his skin. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, why is this all important? It's important because when we're looking at what is the 1-2 punch that we have, I have come to realize that there are two key elements, and there's many that we need to have, but these two elements, I'm going to say this gives us the 1-2 punch, the 1-2 punch on our journey. And the first that I want us to recognize is we're looking at our 1-2 punch, as we're looking at that jab with the cross. That jab with the cross can be powerful. It can knock someone out. But the reality is this. We want to have that 1-2 punch when it comes to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. And so that first, that jab of our 1-2 punch is that we must, I hope you're sitting on the edge of your seat. I hope you're leaning in. We must have that fire and heart of persistence. Now, you may have heard me speak about persistence in the past. You know, principles are universal. But when I tell you, I am learning more and more power of persistence. This tenacity that one has, this firmness of focus and desire that one has in spite of difficulty, in the midst of opposition. I think we would say that persistence, which is our 1-2 punch, our jab is persistence, our cross is perseverance, that without question, Muhammad Ali possessed that. You know, when you're struggling on your journey and you're not getting the results that you desire, you have to step back and reevaluate. I have grown to realize that this ability to reflect on our journey, the law of reflection, to take the opportunity and to assess what is working, what am I doing that's working? Continue to build on what you're doing that's working. But I love this illustration that my mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, do with this quote-unquote chain link, tug of war, with this chain link. You have all of these chains in this link, right? And you're doing this tug of war. But, oh, wait, I forgot to tell you. In the middle of that chain is a paper link. Think about this. Get the image. In the middle of that chain is a paper link. Okay, let's look at this. What could be a paper link on our journey? You not persisting. You not persevering. You not taking risks. You not overcoming. You not being disciplined. I can go on and on with what could be perceived as a paper link. You see, the world would tell us, focus on your strength, focus on your strength, focus on your strength. Oh my God, you're so awesome. Focus on your strength. But the reason why I love this illustration and teaching that I gleaned from my mentors is this, that the world would say focus on your strength. However, we're only as strong as our weakest link. Right? So think about this. So if we have this chain with all of these links, and in the center of that is a paper link, I'm only as strong as the weakest link. And so whatever those weak links are that you have, your capacity is only as strong as that weakness. That is so truly profound for me. And so we have to focus in on and not be afraid of strengthening ourselves on our journey in those areas where we may be weakest. You know, one of my constant battles that I'm weak in is that I am a foodie and I love me some good food. I'm in the habit of enjoying a good meal. Our boss team always teases me because they know a couple of things that I love. One, I love me some good lamb chops or rack of lamb. Love it. And I love crab, and I am in heaven. But I'll eat shrimp. I'll eat clams, lobster. Love the shellfish. Love it, love it, love it. And love me some lamb. I really do. That's the foodie in me. But if I eat that uncontrollably, you'll begin to see more and more of me because of the lack of discipline in that area. For me, that's a paper link that I have to work on in order for my link to be, my chain to be stronger. So when we're talking about this uppercut, or this 1-2 punch with the jab and the cross, which is considered an uppercut. When you're looking at that, you have to recognize perseverance. These are our two elements that we're looking at. I don't think anyone would disagree that, as I stated, Muhammad Ali, considered the greatest, that he had these two elements, that he had more than just these two. Absolutely. But we're putting a little spin on this 1-2 punch because so often we don't persist on our journey. We try something and then it doesn't work out the first time we try it, and then we're moving on to the next thing. We are not mastering areas, persisting, locking in. We don't have that relentlessness of fight in spite of the difficulty and the obstacles. We allow the difficulty and the obstacles to get the best of us. And so we throw in the towel. We throw the white towel in the ring, the white flag in the ring, and say, "Woo, I'm over, I've been knocked down." But we don't get up. But think about that metaphor as it relates to boxing. Boxers get knocked down in the ring on more than one occasion before there's, quote-unquote, a TKO. And what do? When they get knocked down, what do? They start counting on the mat. 1, 2, 3, 4. They're waiting to see, is that individual going to get up? Are they going to get up from the mat? 5, 6. They're still counting, waiting to see. Are you going to, when you fall down in life, are you going to get down and stay down? You know, I had a fall recently. Oh, my gosh. And everybody was like, "Oh, my God, can you get up?" And it wasn't a concern of I've fallen and I can't get up. The question was, do I want to get up? Because I've fallen. People have seen me fall. It's embarrassing. Now, do I want to get up? But the key is this. When we fall, the damage. There are times when we fall and we can't get up. But more often than not, we don't want to get up because we then lean into the comfort zone of the fall because people saw me fall. I'm feeling like, oh, my goodness, I'm getting a lot of activity around me because they saw me fall. Are you okay? Are you okay? What can we do? And so you kind of lean into it because now you're getting the attention. Oh, your boo left you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, didn't work out. No. And so we start to feed into that energy, and we go on this downward spiral. We start to spiral down instead of assessing the damage. What did you learn from that situation? And even though it may be difficult, when I fell, it was difficult. It really was. It was difficult to get back up. But I got up. Why? Because of the heart. And that's what I want us to recognize, the heart of our 1-2 punch, persistence and perseverance. Because persistence, you hold on. There is this firmness of holding on, staying on course. In the midst of the difficulty, in the midst of the opposition, you are willing to continue to fight. You don't get that first contract that you want. You don't stop going. You keep knocking. That first door didn't open for you. Come on, give them a jab. Persistence. Come on. Keep going. Keep knocking. Keep pursuing. Don't quit on your vision. Don't do it. Because the reality is this. If that vision has been given to you, if it is truly your call in life, if it is truly what you were created to do, in the midst of the opposition, the difficulty, the adversity, you still continue with persistence because you can't quit. You know, when I was sharing with the individual that was interviewing me today, I said, you know, in the midst of it all, The journey has not been easy. I've had highs, I've had lows, I've been peaks and valleys, and everywhere in between. Hasn't been an easy journey. But the one thing that keeps me focused on the journey, and I was sharing this with this individual, I said, without question, I am confident that the course that I am on is God's ordained plan for my life, that this is the reason why I was created. And when you tap into the reason, the very reason why you were created, you may have the difficulty in writing that book. You may have the struggle getting that invention created. You may have the challenges in starting that new business. But because you know that you're called to do it, it's your assignment, you will have that fire to fight, and you will persist until, thinking of, you know, whenever I speak about persisting until, and I think that today I was processing, and I said, you know, I think that Harlan Colonel Sanders' story really connects with me because he didn't get the breakthrough until much later in life. Some can say, oh, I got my great success in my 20s and my 30s and my 40s and my 50s and my, he was in his 60s. But not very many people would say later in life, I got the breakthrough. There's this influencer named Tabitha Brown, and I was hearing a part of her story. And it was in her 40s when she got this great breakthrough. And the landscape of her life has completely changed. But one would say it happened overnight, and she would be the first to tell you, no, I was on this journey about 25 years before anything happened. And then it happened in her 40s. And now it's like amazing all that has occurred on her journey. And so wherever you are, you have to ask yourself the question, do I have that heart of one that would persist in spite of it all to fulfill the call and the assignment for my life? No, not that person that you tried this and you're moving over here and you're moving over there. You are the jack of all trades and a master of absolutely nothing. I often share that there's an individual that is in my circle that I'm in, right? This person, if you ask me today what they do, I couldn't tell you. I honestly could not tell you. Why? Because they are a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. Every time I turn around, they are calling, ringing my phone about some new opportunity, some new focus, some new this, some new that. And I'm like, what are you passionate about? Because everything is so different. There's not even a thread that connects one to the other. You know, I'm often confused, like, okay, well, what is it that you love to do? What is that pearl of great price? I don't think they know. They're just looking for the quick thing, you know, the thing that I can just make the big money. Yeah, I want to. They're hopping from thing to thing because when you are not passionate about something and it's not a part of the very fabric of why you've been created, we will become disenchanted easily because of the struggles of life, the situations, the challenges. I often tell my clients, if money is your primary focus for doing what you do, find another focus Because when the money is not there, then what? I can say that for me when I was in real estate. You know, when I was in real estate, I wasn't in real estate because of Jeanette about helping people to find their new home. No. It was all about the money for me. Now, there's nothing wrong with real estate. I mean, I have family and friends and individuals that are doing very well. That's their path. But it wasn't the path for me. But it was the path to enlighten me and get me on the journey of discovery to find what it was that I was created for. But I shared that in that the focus was all about the money. I saw it as the opportunity to what? Yes, get the, you know, the newest car, get the nice house, do the things and all of the bling and all of that. But it wasn't about fueling my passions and purpose, none of that. It was about the money. And when the money wasn't there, I was disenchanted. Now, please, every time I talk about money, I don't know why you guys get so stirred up. I know we need money. I know we're in a world society that money is the way in which we do commerce. I get it. I'm not so, you know, in the clouds. I have to pay rent, mortgage myself. I have a car note myself. I mean, so please know that I understand the need for money. But what I'm saying is this. Money is important. It gives us options. And so, yes, do I want more money so that I can have more options? Absolutely. It's not the number one driver. If it was, guess what? I wouldn't do half of what I do because a lot of what I do, I don't get paid for. I am doing it because of my heart and passion for the call on my life. And I know that in time, the money will come. I'm on the airwaves every Monday. Are you tuning in regularly? Are you enjoying Motivational Mondays? And I thank you so much for being here. You are a regular listener or you are someone that's tuning in for the very first time. It makes my heart sing to be here, to share words of encouragement and to assist you as we all jumpstart our week, motivated and inspired with insight into self-empowerment that we would be more equipped on our journey. It's an honor to be here. But guess what? I pay to be here. There's a cost for someone. You may not be paying the price because you get to tune in and it's free and you get whatever you need to be motivated. But motivation gets us going. But then what? You have to convert on what you're hearing and receiving. So motivation is great. Hello, the show title is what? Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. So I know the importance of motivation, but I recognize that we need more than motivation. And that's what I'm saying. When it comes to money, yes, we need the money, but it cannot be the number one driver and the primary focus. So we have to keep money in its proper perspective. We really do. We need it, yes, but money should be all about giving options. You know, I heard someone sharing recently, and I said on a particular subject, and I said, wow, I look forward to getting to that level. I would love to see what that's like. But they were able to share an insight on a side that I didn't even know because they have the money. And money does what? It gives you options. But sometimes we can lose focus on the fact that that's what money is for. It gives you options. But truly, our journey should be focused on purpose, the call in our lives, destiny, our assignment. All of those things should be the number one driver. And so when they are, as we're talking about, our 1-2 punch here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, we said our jab is persistence, and our cross to our 1-2 punch is perseverance. You know, when you look at persistence and perseverance, in the very makeup of perseverance is persistence, because persistence is about doing something. Again, we have despite the difficulty or the delay in achieving our success. Like I shared with the social media influencer, 25 years on the journey before she had the breakthrough, there was some perseverance. I know how long I've been on my journey, and yes, I've had some wonderful moments, but I haven't had that next level of breakthrough. And that's why I was sharing with the individual that was interviewing me, doing some wonderful things, but I'm still in process of that breakthrough to the next level. It only takes one opportunity. I recognize that. One great opportunity. The influencer, one great opportunity, took her into a whole different level. I know the story of my mentors, one great opportunity, took them to the whole different level. So one opportunity can take us to another level. But if we don't stay the course on the journey, if we quit prematurely, if we get knocked down and we don't get up, not an issue of we can't, but we just choose not to. And I get it. Oh, I know that sometimes life can be so difficult that, yeah, you fall down and you want to stay there because it's more comfortable. But in order for us to achieve our goals, to work our vision and live our dreams, we have to constantly be expanding and stretching out of our comfort zone. So when we fall down, I hear the gospel singer Donnie McClurkin, we fall down, but we get up. We have to continuously be in this process of getting up, getting up, getting up, getting up. Like that fighter in the ring, when they are hit to the mat, they don't always stay down. Yes, there are those times when you have a TKO. That is the circumstance of what I was saying, that there are times when you fall down and you can't get back up. But there are other times when you fall down, you can. You're on the mat and they're counting you down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you get that second win. And you get back up. See, perseverance is a mindset, because it's a mindset that says quitting for me is not an option. On my journey, quitting is not an option. I will continue on until, because I know that no journey is easy. No journey is easy. Everyone's journey is different. The journey and the road that you may have to travel is different than the journey and the road that I must travel. But when you look at every great success story, there is a backdrop of some things that that individual has gone through to make it and achieve the level that they've attained. To still be able to say, hey, I've taken a licking and I keep on ticking. I think that was the slogan for Timex Watch Once Upon a Time. So are you going to be that energy bunny? You going to keep going in the midst of focus in that area of your assignment? the area in which you were truly created for, that is the area where you will, over time — time is different for each person — but over time, if you continue to persist and persevere, our 1-2 punch, if you continue to persist and persevere in that specific area, there's no reason why you will not succeed. Why? Because that is coded in the very DNA of why you were created. And maybe the issue is that I don't actually know what that looks like, Coach Adams. Well, I would love to walk alongside with you as your personal and professional lifestyle coach and assist you on your journey through one-on-one coaching, you know, created to do what I do. And every coaching opportunity that I have, I've grown to where I'll say, can I have permission to coach you? Because so often, instinctively, the coach in me will begin to, if you give me a challenge, I'll begin to coach and help to get you to that place of resolve around that. Because that's how I'm wired. That's the very reason why I was created and placed on this planet. So I'm committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional growth journey through the powerful gift of empowerment and the insight that I have that you can glean from through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my mastermind sessions on specific topics. If you want more information on any of that, my team building team along with executive consulting. If you want more, you want to learn more, a couple of things. One, you can visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com, or you can call or text our team, 310-289-2101. Call or text our team at 310-289-2101. If you're texting, simply include your name and full circle. Now, if you know what specific area of my full circle of empowerment you're interested in, then by all means, please make mention of that. I would love to encourage you, as we're preparing to close out this year, to join my winner's circle. You know, I have my winner's circle, which is a personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, and it includes a wealth of, I mean, just a richness that you would get moving on the journey with like-minded individuals. There's monthly empowerment coaching and strategy planning sessions with myself, and monthly Q&A with Coach Adams. There's one-on-one coaching that you would receive to get things started. I can go on and on. Bonus, you know, experts and that come in and are giving insight into empowerment on specific subjects to support, private Facebook group for members only, so on and so forth. You know, when I'm doing other things, you get discounts on that and what have you. You'll get a complimentary copy of Coach Adams is a one of 30 collaborators that co-authors that support the Change Book. And I'm in the Change Book 14 and I think 17. I'm in two of the issues. Insight into self-empowerment. If you want your autographed copy, you can reach out and you'll get that as a part of being a member of our winner's circle. And I would love to have you join the winner's circle. And I think that as we're looking at this last quarter of the year, and there's so much more that this comes with, tell you what a great opportunity. For only $4.99, I mean, that's nothing. You would get the support of Coach Adams along with those like-minded individuals in this group coaching session that come together twice a month, and you're getting this insight into empowerment in a group setting. So I encourage you, if you want to learn more about that, again, text 310 989-2101. You know, it is amazing how quickly time flies. I know we only have a couple of minutes, but I do want to, if there's anyone that is in the room and you would like to give a brief statement or you have a quick question in our final moments, I would love to open the lines up and give you that opportunity. It's amazing. I didn't realize how quickly today's time flew by, and we don't have a lot of time, but if you're wanting to join in, I invite you to share your thoughts in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The call-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, what did we talk about? Well, we took a journey looking at a 1-2 punch, and I asked the question in my opening, where are my fighters? There is an inner boxer in all of us, or at least there should be an inner boxer in all of us, meaning that we should all have the heart of a fighter. And we talked about this illustration and making the connection with boxing, this gritty sport, you know, because boxing, without question, is all about this human will and determination. You got to have that will and determination when you get in the ring. But the same is true for us on our journey as we are looking at working our vision so we can achieve our goals and live our dreams. You have to have that determination. And we said that all of us should have a 1-2 punch, that jab with the cross of persistence and perseverance on our journey, that the two are equally important. Are there other things that are important? Absolutely. But today we were just looking at the significance of perseverance, the significance of persistence, because so often these are two areas where individuals will fall short. They don't persist. You know, they knock on the door once and then they throw in the towel. That's it. When it's been stated in sales that it takes 7 impressions to get the sale. So if you just knock once and you're not persisting, it's not likely. I was actually sharing with someone today, the person I was having this interview with, I said, oh my gosh, you guys are so committed and focused to reaching out regularly. By default, I said, let me call and have this conversation, because they were so persistent in their outreach. Are you persistent on your journey to achieve your goals and your dreams? And then this perseverance, this state of mind that in the midst of the difficulty, the adversity, you're not thrown off by the fact that things may appear to be delayed, but you're willing to continue to fight. So, again, I say, where are my fighters? Come on, bring your 1-2 punch to achieve your goals and get the win. Woo! Well, that's all the time we have for today. I trust you've gotten some great insight on today's Motivational Monday. If you want to continue the conversation and you didn't ask a question or comment, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. All are welcome. It's an open group. We welcome you. Of course, you'd have our number to be in touch, 310-289-2101, or visit CoachAdams.com to learn more about who Coach Adams is and my full circle of empowerment. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. I encourage you to set your timer every week to jumpstart your week with insight into empowerment right here on Motivational Mondays. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.